Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm Dave Custy, your host. My guest today is Fontaine Bell, the chairman of the Baltimore Shaman Sister City Committee. Fontaine has been the chairman of the Baltimore Shaman Sister City Committee from 2006 to the present. He was the director of the Maryland China Business Council Incorporated from 2000 to the present. He's the chairman of the Maryland Washington, D.C. District Export Council Incorporated from 2003 to 2005. He retired in December 2002 as senior vice president and manager of All First Bank's International Banking Group. All First was formerly First National Bank of Maryland and is now M&T Bank. From 1986 to 1999, he managed First National's trade finance and international operation units. From 1980 to 1986, he managed First National's Asia-Pacific division. From 1976 to 1980, he served as a loan officer relationship manager in the bank's national division. Prior to joining First National, he held various international lending and management positions with European American Bank in New York from 1972 to 1976, and with Citibank in the Middle East and North Africa from 1969 to 1971. Fontaine served in Southeast Asia as a U.S. Marine Corps infantry officer and foreign military advisor, including two combat tours in Vietnam from 1962 through 1968. He graduated from Norwich University in 1962 with a B.A. in government and New York University in 1975 with an M.A. in politics and Asian studies. He has good proficiency in French and Mandarin Chinese languages, speaking, reading, and writing, and a strong area of expertise is East Asia, especially China. He has had frequent business travel from 1980 to the present. Fontaine resides in Ellicott City, Maryland, with his wife, Ellen, and they have two grown sons. Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio, Fontaine.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about the Baltimore Shaman Sister City Committee on your radio station.
Give us a little bio of yourself in your own words.
Since we're talking about China here, let me kind of focus on my Asia experience. I became involved in Asia as a Marine Corps infantry officer and military advisor in the 1960s. After the Vietnam War, I began an international banking career with Citibank, leading up to my retirement in 2002 from All First Bank, now M&T Bank. Along the way, as you mentioned, I picked up a master's in politics and Asian studies at New York University, and at that time also began studying the Chinese language. That would have been in 1975. And I won't reiterate the other things I've done after retirement. I've chaired several different nonprofit volunteer associations, in addition to the Baltimore Shaman Sister City Committee.
So give us some evolution of the Baltimore Shaman Sister City Initiative.
In 1985, when I was managing the, actually at that time, First National Bank of Maryland Asia Pacific Division, I accompanied then Mayor William Donald Schaefer to Xiamen as a representative of that bank, for the express purpose of setting up this sister city relationship. I've been a member of the committee since then. In 2006, Martin O'Malley was mayor of Baltimore and appointed me as the chair of this committee.
Mayor Schaefer contacted you because of your relationship and experience in China. Is that why?
Well, Mayor Schaefer contacted our bank's management, and he wanted a representative of different businesses and other organizations in Baltimore to join him on this trip. And since I was running their Asia division, I was the natural choice.
So you were very interested in this initiative. Tell us how it started up.
Well, the initiative began in September, the fall of 1985, with a trip with Mayor Schaefer. There were probably 20 people on that trip from different professions and activities in Baltimore. And when we returned, we actually formed a sister city committee under the auspices of the Office of the Mayor. That's been the story from that time onward. It's continued and expanded to the present stage.
In terms of the present stage, then, what are some of the initiatives and the ongoing programs you have?
Let me talk a little bit about the committee itself and the relationship, and then
sure.
I'll go into what's going on right now. This has always been a very dynamic relationship, really because Mayor Schaefer chose a great partner for us. Xiamen is one of China's original four special economic zones. They were set up in the early 1980s to jumpstart China's economy. And that's a very positive factor, and it still has a lot of trade and investment incentives as a result of that special economic zone, or SEZ, status. The city of Xiamen is about 4 or 5 times the size of Baltimore. I have a population of 2.5 million. They are a port city like Baltimore. Like Baltimore, they're one of the top ports in China. They have a very high GDP and a high per capita income. Their industries are not too unlike ours: financial services, tourism, including a cruise industry that's just starting there, food processing, electronics, telecommunications, machine tools, shipbuilding, marina and boating industry, chemicals, textiles, and the last thing I put on here, very interesting, most of the granite that comes to this country, although it is of Italian origin, passes through Xiamen.
Oh, really?
Where it is cut, shaped, and sent here. And incredibly, it's cheaper to do that. Send it to China, send it here, than it is to do it in Italy and send it here.
Oh, that's interesting.
One of the points about Xiamen, just to show you how important a city it is, it's the China headquarters for a lot of American companies. And I'll name a few: Dell, General Electric, Boeing, United Technologies, Coca-Cola, Walmart. So as I say, Mayor Schaefer, in his infinite wisdom, did a very good job in choosing this city. The past 8 years that I've been chair, we've seen, I think, a new level of engagement. And that kind of leads me to your question about talking in detail about what we're doing. But it's important to understand this is a first-class Chinese city, a powerful city that we have a preferred relationship with.
Right. I got a little ahead of myself to get the background. What kind of relationship initially did you have? How did you approach them?
At that time, Xiamen and most of China was interested in one thing: foreign investment. So from the very beginning, this was a more of a business relationship. And that part of it, moderately successful. We had small investments over the years. But in recent years, China itself has become much more of a two-way game. They have a great deal of America's foreign exchange. So they're not just looking for us to invest there, they're looking to invest here. And the relationship in trade and investment is much more of a two-way street now. So that's sort of the evolution. I don't mean to focus 100% on business, though. We really have four focuses in this committee: business, education, culture, and healthcare. And let me just run through what's been going on this year as an example of where this relationship is now. In September, Deputy Chief or Deputy Mayor Calliope Parthamos led a delegation of 18 local businesses to Xiamen's annual international trade fair. We've done this continually since the beginning. Not every year, but every couple of years, we take a group there. It's a global trade fair that happens to be located in Xiamen. That was September. In July, we had a group of high school students and their principal and a teacher from Carver Votech in West Baltimore that spent several weeks at a Xiamen summer camp hosted by their sister school, the Xiamen Electronic Vocational School. That's the second trip they've made. It's a relationship that's over 3 years old now. Just on the culture side, October 28, we hosted a China Town Hall at Baltimore City Hall. It was a webcast with former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, attended also by officials from the Chinese Embassy in person, to talk about the current situation of U.S.-China relations. And also on the cultural side, I'm working very strongly right now with Xiamen to host a 75-person youth orchestra coming here in February to present a musical concert, both Western and China and Oriental classical music. On the health side, 3 or 4 years ago, Johns Hopkins and a group, local group called the Chinese American Doctors Association, became very interested in this relationship, and we've had two teaching delegations, one in 2009 and one in 2012, going to Xiamen to teach at their Woman and Children's Hospital. So that's a good example of, I think, just by the type of activities where this relationship has evolved to and what kind of things we're doing.
It sounds like you have a pretty good foundation of a staff and people that get things done. Can you elaborate on who's with you?
We have about 30 very active members. We have many more who are partially active. And the important thing about our membership is that half are Americans, like me, half are Chinese or Americans of Chinese or, of Chinese heritage. So we have a bilingual, bicultural team. My vice chair is Lisa Liu. She's a very successful realtor in Howard County. She's a native of Xiamen and a graduate of Xiamen University. And the whole organization is that way, American-Chinese. So in a way, we are a sister city in and of ourselves.
In microcosm here,
precisely.
Right?
And it's a lot of fun, but it also gives us a unique ability to deal with our counterparts in China, where language is still probably one of the largest hurdles to do anything there.
I've done a couple interviews with businesses here that do international business, and we were talking about what you need to know to get into international business, and that is the business customs of the country. And it sounds like you have people here that are well-versed on that, so you don't make that mistake to insulting people accidentally.
Very true. And on this particular trip, Lisa and I were the organizers. The deputy mayor led it. But Lisa Liu's expertise in customs and practices, absolutely essential. And she was often pulling me inside and telling me what to do and what not to do, because she knows. She grew up there, and she's native Chinese.
It sounds like a great initiative, and it sounds like you've progressed leaps and bounds in the last, 28 years?
28 years.
Well, you've talked about these projects and the current projects. Tell us some more about what you hope to do in the next few months to 6 months to a year to expand on
business,
these, of course.
Business always crucial. We live off of corporate contributions, and if we don't have a business purpose, it's often hard to get the other activities in line or financed. So increased trade and business, as always. And we've just launched a very exciting initiative in that respect. On our website, which I'll give you at the end, is a button called Online Business Matchmaking Forum. And working with the an organization in Xiamen that's kind of similar to our Chamber of Commerce, we have developed a bilingual online business matchmaking website between the two cities. So that a Baltimore business, or for that matter, a Maryland business, can go on there, put down what they're looking for in terms of trade, investment, import, export, whatever they want to do. That'll be pop up on the sister website in Xiamen, and companies can reply. And the important thing is we can do it in English, and they can do it in Chinese, and the website automatically translates the entry. And also allows a place to start correspondence on a bilingual basis. We're very excited about that. I think it's a way for sister cities around the world really to develop their business potential. But right now, it's for Baltimore and Xiamen.
Sounds like a great way of networking, which is one of the reasons that I'm here too, because it's not just a one-off and not just just going there and coming back and that kind of stuff. This can be an ongoing thing that's 24/7, and also you developed a business relationship through it.
Precisely, and having traveled the I hate to tell you how many years I've been traveling in Asia. Let me leave it into China since 1980. I've noticed that a lot of people go to China or come from China that are wasting their money on an air ticket because they're just searching. And really the impetus for this bilingual matchmaking website was to let companies find out if they have a reason to buy an airline ticket before they do that,
right,
and to get to a level of engagement so that when they do buy the airline ticket, it's not to explore opportunities, just to close business deals.
And especially keenly felt in this economy.
Precisely.
Right now with and with startup businesses, too.
Now, I mentioned that on the trade side. And we are also hoping to attract Chinese investment or Xiamen investment here. As I mentioned, this is a powerful city. China is looking to invest, so we are in discussions about that. We've had small things, but I'd like to see a major investment from Xiamen in Baltimore at some point.
Well, I'd like to participate in that. I'm just starting out, been online for a month. All my programs are recorded, but I will be expanding hopefully shortly to live and recorded projects, which will enable me to do forums worldwide. So if you guys are interested, I'd love to do more programs about this on an ongoing basis.
Well, as I said, we have many directions we're operating in here, but at the beginning of it is this trade investment, so
right.
Very critical. Now, there are a couple of other things I'd like to see happen here,
sure.
Related to business, I guess, but I think there's a great opportunity for these two cities to cooperate in tourism and cruise industry development. And I say that because Baltimore is a wonderful tourist destination.
Sure
it's not
is.
New York, it's not San Francisco, but we have a lot to offer here. And Xiamen is known as the most agreeable city in China. And that's because it's clean and you can breathe the air and you can drink the water, unlike some places in China. And Chinese tourists flock to Xiamen. Just as we have tourists from Pennsylvania, Virginia coming here for baseball, for football, but also because of our cruise industry. Xiamen just started a cruise industry. Now, the Chinese move fast in things. They not only started one, but they're building cruise ships there.
And they're
going to have a important cruise industry. So I see a great opportunity here for the two cities to attract each other's tourists. To take a cruise, start here, not necessarily start in New York. Come to Baltimore, smaller, cheaper, more convenient, and yeah, you can see the rest of the U.S., but come here or take a cruise. And I see the exact same opportunity on their side. So that's something we had a lot of discussions about on the deputy mayor's trip in September. And the other very important point I'd like to make, or the other important initiative I'd like to see continue, we have a sister school program now. And we had, for 2 years now, we've had Carver kids going to China. I haven't had the kids come here yet. We've had teachers and administrators. I think this is critical. And they do, too. The future is the kids. And I'd like to see that expand. Right now, it's one school to one school. When I was there, we talked about it to another school, the Xiamen Foreign Language School, and we're talking very seriously to Baltimore Polytechnic Institute about a sister school there. I'd like to see this expand to the point where students in our high schools who are studying Chinese, wherever they are, have an opportunity to take a summer in Xiamen. And I think Xiamen's interest is similar to expand it to their whole school system. That would be primarily for language students, but also for some of the other skills.
What hits me with what you say is you sound very passionate about it. One of the things is that it's exciting is what we can learn from each other in terms of business, in terms of culture, and in terms of just being human, really. I think that makes it an international relationship well worthwhile.
We find that every time. We have a lot to learn from China because they're in a development stage where we were maybe, I don't want to say 100 years ago. I mean, they're a pretty advanced society now, but they still have that vitality and entrepreneurialism that was more common here in the early 1900s. And it's nice to see that, and it's inspiring to see that. And it, you know, takes us back to our own roots. On a more practical level, we are always finding things to learn from each other. And that's probably one of the best arguments for international relationships.
Sure is. You sound very passionate about it, so you think you're going to stay with it for a while?
Well, I'm planning to stay with the committee. We do have an election process, so you know I'm not sure I'll be the chairman forever. I'll add a few things here, though, about this relationship, if I may.
Sure.
Baltimore is a port city. It needs to look outside, not just for the port, but for the city and for the businesses and everything else here. We may forget how deep a China heritage we have. And all I have to do is turn back the clock 200 years to the 18th century. Almost all the ships that traded with China in that era were China clippers built right here in Fells Point.
Oh, really?
That's correct.
Like the Baltimore Clipper.
They were Baltimore. Well, they call them the China Clippers, and they were bigger than the Baltimore Clipper, but they were cargo ships, and so we have a very very close relationship here that we shouldn't forget about. And after all, okay, that was Fells Point down the road a little bit here. What's it called? Canton, right?
Canton. Exactly. Yes.
That's why it was a huge trading between Baltimore and China in those days. So I think kind of a back to the future situation. This shaman relationship is a jewel that still has a lot of untapped potential, and I look at it that way every day as we develop these activities. We're always looking for new members who have an interest in China, both Americans and Chinese or of Chinese heritage. We are a nonprofit volunteer association operating under the direction of the Office of the Mayor.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think you've got it, and I'll give you my contact information unless you want me to read that. Do you want me to read it?
Oh, no, please do.
Okay.
Tell us the contact information.
Fine. My email is fontainebell@gmail.com, FONTAINEBELL @gmail.com. Our committee website, which I encourage you to take a look at, particularly the business matchmaking button, is at www.bxscc.org. That stands for Baltimore Shaman Sister City Committee. My personal cell phone number is 410-440-6117. I'm always ready to talk about this committee.
I want to thank Fontaine Bell for being here. He's the chairman of the Baltimore Shaman Sister City Committee. This is Dave Custy, and you've been listening to Baltimore Internet Radio.